Dumb bitch. Go now?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference between a dead prostitute and your job?
A dead prostitute and your job?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want me to say it one more time slower?
No.
You sure?
A dead prostitute.
I'll say it one more time.
Job.
What's the difference between a dead prostitute and your job?
I don't know.
You don't. You really don't know?
No.
Your job still sucks.
Oh, yikes.
Do you get
Wait,
it?
No.
Do you get it?
A dead prostitute?
See, what's
she
the difference?
Can't suck.
Yeah, exactly. But your job still does.
Oh.
You get it?
No.
You do get it.
What's the difference between a dead prostitute and your job?
Yeah.
Your job still sucks. Oh, because she doesn't.
She doesn't anymore. She can't, sis.
Okay. Well.
Well, I guess a prostitute doesn't have to be just a girl.
True tea.
So, yeah.
I know male prostitutes.
We do.
We sure do.
I do.
All your hoes asking for a fucking...
Come on, what's
cash
up?
Cash at me.
Cash at me.
That's prostitution.
Memo me.
I'm just kidding. Sex work is work.
It is work.
Just
they're know. Making they're making a check and paying their bills, honey. I mean, who's gonna hate on them?
They ain't no check, but okay. You know.
Okay, they're making dollar bills. No direct deposit here, bitch.
They getting deposited, trust.
And not just money.
Make one in the never mind. What up, bitches? We're back on time. Aren't you happy? Why are you rolling your fucking eyes?
For what? What am I happy about?
Cause we're on time.
We're on time. We're
recording. Second week in a row.
Second week. Yo, what's good? And I'm really excited, guys. Guess what? So I got my mic.
So I'm sure you guys hear a big fucking difference.
A big difference.
Yeah, because we did.
No echoing, no distance, no long distance here, bitch.
It took you long enough.
She's real close.
Real close.
Real close. I could, oh my gosh, we could practice our sex phone operating voices. I think that should totally be a next, like, episode
we
thing.
We should do a ASMR video.
Of us eating, like, pickles?
Or a sound, yes.
You want to?
I don't like pickles.
Okay.
Let's, bitch. Talk to the people.
Talk to the people. So, people. Oh, wow. We're doing this right now. Okay. Can I? Okay. So. Are we going to go at the same time? Or are we going to go at the same time?
Here's a little tease. Okay. Of some ASMR.
Hey, no. We just. Everybody, make sure you have a great week.
If you can hear me, then fuck off.
Anyway.
How do people do that?
Huh?
How do people do that?
I don't know. It turns people on. It kind of turned me on a little bit. Food, I swear.
I mean, how do people do that and not laugh?
I don't know. They get in check. That's why.
Well.
Anyway, that was our ASMR video of the week.
Hopefully you heard us.
Hopefully you guys, like, cream your bed.
Jizz all over the bed.
Please do. Like a Cinnabon.
Look like a toaster strudel. How do women come? Like... Is it just like water?
I don't know.
I've seen a woman squirt.
That's so insane. You know those water fountains that are in the ground and shoot out water? That's literally what I imagine a woman just sitting there. Yeah. Just in the bed. Just poop. Greta.
It's not Greta.
Oh. Can we ask her what happens?
It's not Greta.
Oh.
She's not here yet.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah. Weird. I don't... Because, like, you know, like...
No, I don't know.
I don't. I mean, you know, like when like men come, it's like thick, but when a woman comes, is it?
It's watery.
I don't know.
You're acting like you know.
I don't.
Should we watch a video?
No, please, God, no.
Why not?
Mm-mm.
The more you know. Let's find
out. Pull it up, Jesus.
I'm
Christ.
Going to. Oh my gosh! And I can put the music on too.
No.
Oh,
do not
yes.
play.
Yes, you guys will hear every fucking noise. Let's see.
I'm so sorry for what is about to occur right now. If you're at work, This is an NFSW. Okay, I don't want to know what it is.
Oh, wow.
The way you're looking right now, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Do they have, like...
What?
I'm watching this. This is not turning me on. This is, like... They look like...
Okay, I want to see... What?
Oh, that looks so
weird. I don't want to see, but I do want to see. Like, I'm,
this
like,
looks so strange.
Let me see.
You want to know the name of the porno?
No.
Hot Creamy Pussy Begs to Come While She Squirts.
Wow. What the fuck?
Right. Interesting.
Gross. Okay.
Okay, so hold on. We're going to get to the point where it actually happens.
What if it doesn't happen?
It does.
What if she squirts? See, that's nasty.
She does.
I know what that looks like. I'm just saying, what is it like naturally? But you're really into this.
Did it show it? Oh, no. That's the way it looks.
See, my spine is like already like... Is it like
a basic? Lot? It's like really watery.
Let me see. I can't see. That's it?
Keep going.
It is going. Ew. It looks like
it's like a like water.
She's DJing a fucking roast beef sandwich.
It looks like a leaky faucet.
Okay, come on, bitch! Like she DJing, but ain't nothing happening.
Oh, it's not there yet.
Come on, bitch! Ew, what is that cream stuff?
It's probably like lube or something.
No, I don't think it's lube. It's really making my stomach hurt. Damn, bitch! Like she fucking sucks. Like she DJing.
She's
like,
almost there. She's almost there. She's almost there. She's like DJ Pauly D. He had a whack career.
Hello,
DJ Pauly D. DJ Pauly D. You see it now? It's coming, right?
No, she stuck her whole damn finger in there. Oh, okay.
Is it there yet?
No. What is she doing?
I think you need to very much... You need to be better.
You need to fast forward this, because she's just doing too fucking much for me right
now.
Yeah,
you go to, the, like, almost the very end and give it, like, 2 minutes prior, like...
Oh, no!
You saw it?
That's a bit... That's too much.
You saw that? How did she... Away. I feel like she peed herself.
That's probably what it is.
I feel like that's disgusting. All right, so we're gonna... Play-by-play. Play-by-play.
And we're not vagina shaming you guys. It's just not for us. That's all, you
This
know?
Is just, like, a lot going on. So she has one, two fingers... There's a lot of, like, hip thrusting and her grabbing.
Bitch.
Oh, wow. She's in there deep. Digging for gold, bitch. Hello? What are you finding? Oh, her asshole's pretty, though.
Her asshole?
Yeah, you can see
her. Her asshole was full of white gunk.
It's not. It's
whatever that shit that was dripping. Uh-uh.
It's jumping, but it's clean,
is that,
though.
Is that their pre-cum?
It probably is.
Ew. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna get hate mail. Like, you shouldn't be bashing vaginas.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
she has a pretty asshole. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Keep going. What do you mean keep going?
That was just a very interesting topic today.
That was just... I don't know. That was just weird.
You don't know. Okay, so...
So what's been going on?
A lady. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. me. Because I'm a lady.
Are you?
In the streets.
Mm.
But... Yeah. Anyway, so I have like so much backstory. She got a new job where she has a lot of free time on her hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Right?
How's what?
I was asking about your week.
You gonna ask me about my week?
How you been, bitch?
It's been great. It's nothing has changed from last time. Literally, why I was just not even gonna answer you.
Wow, same we love old. Being ignored, bitch.
I know. Anyway, but this is my personal topic. This is something that hits very hard to... I was going to say hits home, hard to home, close to home.
Close to home.
It hits my heart, close to home. There's just like a lot going on in my mind just now.
Yeah.
Listen, don't shame my sayings.
Damn, bitch, spit it out.
Don't shame my sayings. It's been a long day. Shame my sayings. You're out here shaming like pussy. You're out here shaming.
I didn't shame anybody's
You are.
Pussy.
It's okay. You're just a shaming bitch. It's fine. But anyway, so she got a new job where I got a lot of free time on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And with that free time, I'm so used to working like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like three years ago, I was working, 2 years ago, I was working like three jobs.
You really were.
So she was always working, trying to go out, you know, balance everything. Never was able to like figure out what the hell I wanted to do with my life, like free time.
Yeah.
Like what does Perone like to do?
Did you figure that out? Or you're trying to figure that out now?
I'm trying to figure that out now because like,
well, now's the time.
I'm 24 and I'm like, what do I do? So I'm out here, you know, doing everything I can possible to figure it out. Right. Don't knock it till you try it.
But have you actually been trying like actual things to get you like into a hobby?
Like hobbies?
Yeah.
Like what do I want to do with it? I want to draw kind of.
Start drawing.
That's so, I would love to do that.
Go to Michael's, get a sketch pad.
I did already, yeah.
You did?
I've been doing arts and crafts stuff.
Yes,
bitch. They look like shit right now, but bitch, I'm gonna have y'all shook.
He gonna be drawing anime characters.
Mona Lisa who? Who's she? I don't know her.
Who that bitch?
Don't know her.
Irrelevant.
But it's weird, like, you get to this point where you're like, oh my god, what the fuck do I like to do? It's felt like a weird, like, midlife crisis, you know, when somebody has, like, children, and all they do is work their entire life, and by the time they're, like, 40 years old, they're like,
I'm about to die. Oh my god. I have to go fucking.
I don't know who I am. I have to go buy a sports car. I have to go do crazy ass shit. I have to go cheat on my wife or husband.
Yikes.
Experience that.
I have to go break up my family.
No tea, no shade to anybody I know. Hint, hint.
Yikes.
But yeah, so that was that. That was that week. I was like, wow, there's just, like, a lot going on.
I mean, I just feel like you need to utilize this time to... Because you're not in school.
I know.
So you need to utilize this time to find something that you really love. You said you found drawing. Keep going.
I know.
Do something else. Do something else fun.
I'm going to, because I don't know if I really like drawing. Maybe I would like something else. Maybe I'd like videography. You never know. A bitch will never know. Maybe I want to go race cars. Maybe I want to do car reviews. Maybe I want to do weird... Bitch, I love watching car reviews. I could do car reviews better than half the bitches that are on YouTube. Bitch, check my channel when it comes out. But you never know.
I mean...
Bitch, I might just be a Renaissance man and do everything like fucking Ryan Seacrest. I mean,
there's no limit.
There is no limit. The limit does not exist.
Find what you love. I mean, that's how... I mean... I don't know. I just feel like the only thing you do right now is like go to the gym a lot. I mean, which is a hobby, but
no, it's not even like a
hobby. I think you should like evolve that.
I'm gonna
Why don't you stop going to Planet Fitness and go to like a UFC gym?
A UFC gym, bitch. Yes. So then, what? I could be a short, little, thick muscle daddy.
Yes, queen.
Oh yes.
Who knows how to fight? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, he's probably gonna be out here.
That's what I probably. That might be. What if I do that and like, oh my god, that could be an idea.
Can I stop calling you Tyler-san?
Tyler-san.
I could do an anime.
And I can draw anime characters.
Tyler-san. Tyler-san.
That sounds like sauce.
Sauce.
Sauce. Tyler-san. Tylenol. Tylenol.
Bye, get the fuck out.
Tylenol.
Okay.
Tylenol. That's gonna be my jiu-jitsu name. Tylenol.
Like, what's something that you've always wanted to do, but you've never had time to do it?
Race cars.
So what's stopping you?
Bitch, that's expensive as fuck.
Okay, so what's stopping you?
Money. What's another credit card, bitch?
How much is it?
Bitch, you need a fucking car to race.
So why don't you go to Andretti's every Wednesday and get half off carding and race by yourself?
That's not the same thing. She wants to be out here.
We should look into that.
What, racing cars?
Well, bitch. Not me.
Oh.
I'm just saying that could be like a fun thing, like an experience. Like, I would be a passenger.
To racing a car?
Yeah.
They have the Porsche experience in Atlanta. I did that already.
Okay, so, I mean, how much is it?
$500.
Okay,
And that's just for 2 hours.
Oh!
Yeah.
So,
Racing is a very expensive
We can buy some Hot Wheels.
Fuck that.
We can buy some Hot Wheels. You should just, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Maybe I should fly planes.
Okay, that's a big extreme.
What if I learned how to fly planes and became a pilot? People do that shit all the time.
That's an expensive hobby.
I'm gonna find a sugar daddy. What the fuck you mean?
Oh god.
The fuck you mean? Oh my god, I can find a sugar daddy to race cars. With all the free time I have, I know how to scam.
Wow, typical Atlanta gay.
Atypical. Honestly, what changes?
no matter your race,
no matter if you're tall, where short, where you're
brought up, tall, short.
Atlanta's number one for sugar daddies. We talked about this.
Is it?
We talked about this. In a very...
Atlanta's number one for sex trafficking.
And very high for and STDs. And
horrible roads.
And very high for STDs. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Hey, wrap it up.
What's your name?
Excuse me?
21 Savage.
Can't no, poor guy.
21 Savage. 21 JB.
So guys, JB knows me. We're going to... Ooh.
JB knows
me. Let's ask the people. What should Perone do for a hobby?
Oh my goodness. If you guys listen to this, tell me what I should do for my free time and I will totally go do it.
He will. Perone is a...
A free spirit.
Live fast, die young kind of nigga.
Yes. I will do it just to... I will do everything once just to do it. I am that bitch. I am that friend.
Yeah.
If you are drunk and want to do some dumbass shit, I will be like, okay, let's go.
And I'm that friend who will save you from going to jail. Because clearly, Pro will be doing some fucking dumbass shit.
Yes. How many times have Tyler and Jelani saved me? Multiple.
Multiple.
Because I'll be like, oh my god, let's go! Get your ass back here!
Lord have mercy on myself. Anyway. Good times.
All right, so friends, I'm not going to ask you how your week was, but I want to know what your personal topic is.
My personal topic is dealing with FOMO.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Oh.
So,
I knew what that was, but it was more for the whole podcast. It? Yeah. Mm. It was for the whole podcast. You know? Okay. I'm a smart bitch.
Whatever you got to tell yourself. Scholar. Sleep at night. But yeah, dealing with FOMO, like, I feel like... This, like I said, this year is the year that like, I'm just really focusing on self and
self?
My happiness.
Who's self?
Me, bitch.
Okay, good. Again, for the podcast. Go ahead.
Bitch, Pro just ain't fucking listening. I am listening. He look high as hell, but he really not. He just fucking sleepy.
Oh.
And his face.
This is not about me.
Anyways.
This is not about me. This is about self.
I'm trying to talk about self. All right, so go ahead. Interrupted.
Go the fuck on. Bitch, go off.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm trying to focus on self and my happiness, but at the same time, it's very hard. It's like, it's always been hard for me to like to say no, and so, I don't know, I don't like missing out on things. Like, I don't like not being a part of something, but the reality is, like, how are you gonna achieve these goals if you're constantly, like, doing everything everybody wants you to do?
Are you really a part of what you're missing out, or is it just a fake facade of, like, togetherness?
No.
Oh.
It's a real thing. Like, I don't...
Like, what is your biggest FOMO right now?
FOMO?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this moment, I don't really have one. Like, I feel like I'm not really missing out on anything right now, because, like, I still, with my new job, I still have... I can make time to do things that I want to do or hang out with who I want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
But he don't hang out with me, though. Fake.
Bitch.
Ass. Ho.
Who?
You. I'm looking right at like you.
We hang out a lot. Do we not?
I don't know.
Exactly. So shut your ass up. And first and foremost, bitch, we both live really far from each other.
That is true.
Because you will live in each other. Anyways, that's not the point. I just don't know, like, how to deal with it. Like, today, with the whole... Vegas thing, like, I was very proud of myself for doing that, because I back in the day, like, I used to, y'all would just like do these spontaneous ass shit. I'm like, okay, and then, you know, I'm broke, can't like
do anything live. Else yeah,
like, right. So I finally had the money to do this trip, but I politely declined, because I just like, what is that gonna do for me?
What is what gonna do?
I mean, besides it's like having a great time, which I know we would, like, it's Vegas.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like of course I want to go, but I just, at this point right now, like, I just can't. It's not a good decision. It's not the right choice, like, to make. Financial
decision.
I mean, financially I can afford it.
Yeah.
It's just I shouldn't do that. I should save and be financially responsible, which hurts my soul. Because when have I ever been financially responsible?
Never.
Never. I buy what I want, and This is how it's always been. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's, like, there has to be a balance. Like, I can't say no to everything. Because, granted, like, not everything is going to benefit me, I guess, in that sense. But I feel like if it's given to me ahead of time, to the point where I can plan for it, I feel like I'd be fine. So, but still, I'm sure you know, like, you working all those jobs, like, you know, you couldn't do this, that, and the third with everybody. Like, you couldn't always, like, you know.
Yeah, it made me depressed.
Depressed?
I had massive depression, yeah.
See, like, I don't feel like mine isn't that bad. It's just like, I love my friends, and I love, like, I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And, like, it takes a lot for me to say no.
Uh-huh.
And I need to get back to, like, being comfortable with saying no.
Yes.
That's queen.
Yeah,
that's me. That's, I'm just trying to focus on my goals or whatever.
The only thing that's different, I feel you on that, but I think, like, the FOMO thing with me, when I did have it, it was like, wow, I can't do this because, one, I can't afford it. Like, I should be able to, like, sustain the lifestyle that I wanted to live.
Right.
And not be able to, and be able to say yes or no, and not just be able to say no.
Right.
So that's where my FOMO stemmed from.
That makes sense.
That was more financial, because I grew up, like, my parents made me grow up, and they were like, you should always be able to take care of yourself, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Which is probably why you work so hard, and you're working so much.
Yeah.
Killing yourself, almost, because of your parents.
But yeah. Guess what? A bitch is here now, so what's good?
We're here now.
We're here now.
You only got one job now.
One job, and 2 days off during the week. 3 days off sometimes.
Oh, he's full-time.
He's full-time. She's salary, honey.
You get bennies?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, he goes to the doctor.
Okay, she healthy.
She healthy or whatever.
But the FOMO thing is, I guess that's smart to, as much as I don't want to, I'm very biased. Because I want you to come to Vegas.
Of course.
And it's literally you.
And here's the thing. Ticket. Here's the thing with Peron and Tyler. These bitches will... You'll say, no, it's okay. Why? Come on, let's go. It'll be so much fun. Like, they will convince you to say yes.
Because you want to know something? It is so true that you would have so much fun. In Vegas, and anywhere that we go, anytime that me and Tyler push you to go, it becomes a more, like, an iconic night.
Of course.
It's always like that.
Of course.
But I think that only works because of the energy that we have with all three of us. Like, other people, it might not necessarily work, but, like, certain people vibe with each other really well. And we just... It's like a magic, like...
It's like the sugar, spice, and everything that
it is. Literally is like, just, like... It's, like, a synergy. It's not even anything. It's just, like, wow.
Like, we... Yeah. But, yes, yeah, that's how they are. They're pushers.
We're
You're
doers.
You're pusher Katie.
We're doers. We're pusher Katie. We get shit done.
True team. But, yeah, you know. I'm still going to Miami.
Yes.
Y'all hosting me to New York when I go in June.
She's going in June, honey.
Yeah, I'm going for my sister's graduation.
Oh, happy graduation, sister.
Happy graduation.
So, FOMO. So, what are you learning from FOMO? What are you learning from that?
Well, I guess I'm still learning how to, like, balance. Like, I guess when to say no, when to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, because now, like you said, it used to be more of a financial thing. But now, it's not a financial thing anymore. It's just, like... There's more important things that I need to do first before uh-huh. I can do this.
Priorities.
Exactly.
You sound like an adult.
Prioritizing.
That's gross.
I'm an adult. I'm becoming an adult.
I literally just threw up in my mouth.
I literally paid all my bills today.
Again,
you know how much
I just...
I've spent today?
I threw up again in my mouth.
Ew. So much money.
I need a cup to spit it out.
You have a glass?
But yeah. Ew.
So yeah, I'm still learning in that regard, so it'll be fine. I have faith.
You have faith. Anything yes. is possible with faith.
Hello?
Anything.
Just help me help myself, okay?
Okay, work on you, bitch.
Just run it by me. If we weren't going on a trip, just give me like two months.
I know, bitch. We just done. We're gonna go.
Well,
it's not my personality.
It's also gonna be a fucking no-ho.
Deadass. I'll be like, Jelani, let's go get food. He'll be like, okay, I'm looking to places to go, and I'll pick and just say we're going.
That's different. Like, food, That's food, bitch. I'm talking about trips.
Whatever. Whatever.
You think I just want to go to Vegas and go to a bar? No, bitch. I want to go to Vegas and do everything.
What? There's really nothing to do really in Vegas besides party. And, like, the whole gambling thing is whack.
I mean, there's penny slots, bitch, and you get free drinks.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. But, yeah. That's what I got. That was my little topic or whatever.
Yes. The topic. The top pick.
The top pick.
The pick pick.
The pick the top.
I don't do that.
Oh, he don't.
She certainly does.
He just closes his eyes.
And they just come to me. They just come to me. They
be flock. Tall, dark, and handsome. Sometimes handsome. Not all the time.
This last one's handsome. Yeet. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, I didn't say he was ugly.
He's not ugly.
He just looks like every other one.
They all... I definitely have a type.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Bitch, if you got stilts for legs, you are gone or put on.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen homeboy's legs, so I don't fucking know, but they probably fucking skinny on your ass.
Yes, ma'am.
This one's cuter than the other two, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's really nice. He's actually really nice.
That's how they start out.
I know, they always do.
And then next thing you know, they show up at your house on Halloween.
Oh, he's going to.
Talking about some... Want to play a game. Wow, he really...
I know.
Like...
It's disgusting, right?
Wow, that's really creepy.
It is really creepy. Okay. What do I do with that? I don't know.
I don't know. You know what's going to happen?
I already know what's going to happen, and it's going to be great.
What's going to happen is... You know, Perone has a type right now, but Perone is going to... I feel like Perone is secretly a Charlotte from Sex and the City.
What's Charlotte?
So Charlotte was beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
And she basically... But Charlotte's a 10. She basically ends up marrying, like, a 6.
Yeah.
But he treats her, like, so well. I thought that was going to happen to you.
You never know.
Charlotte was married and everything.
I'm just here to enjoy the ride.
Oh.
For the moment.
To enjoy the ride for the moment.
For the moment.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are, bitch.
And then, you know, at one time...
Just buckle up. Oh. Don't fall off the saddle, bitch.
Happened once, but it's okay. Yeet!
Yikes. Have you gotten a trolley horse?
During sex?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I have, bitch. Oh. Like, so awkward.
It is awkward?
Like, stretching your leg out. Like, oh, wait a minute.
No.
Bitch, make sure you do your stretches. Do the before stretches. And after.
Is that what it is?
I don't fucking know. I'm just making shit up.
Okay, because I was like, I've never had that happen to me before. But hey, there's that on that.
Whatever. What's tea?
What's tea?
What's the tea?
Oh, you know, she's What's out here. Tea? She was out here. Where's the sound effect?
There ain't no sound effect.
Why?
What did we tell you last time?
Who's we? It's just you.
What did I tell you last time?
What?
I had to actually insert it.
And did
during
you?
The editing process.
Did you?
No, bitch, because it sounded like pee.
You didn't.
It sounded like I was literally like...
I said do a teapot on top of a stove.
And it sounded horrible.
I don't give a fuck. That's what I want.
Okay, well, why don't you edit it, nigga?
Bitch, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
So when the fucking podcast this week is fucking jagged edged and shit.
So Jelani's
Perone did it.
Jelani's gonna be gagged when this shit comes out perfect. He's gonna be like, damn, how did he do that?
Perone don't even know where GarageBand is on his motherfucking Mac.
Okay, I can learn.
Oh, can you?
Okay. Another hobby.
Yeah, he's gonna be a fucking editor. That's gonna be his new title, bitch. Can't do nothing else.
Alright. That's fine. Besides talk.
Let's talk.
Anyway, my tea is...
I'll give a sound effect. It's not working. Sorry,
That wasn't very... Nope. So, New Jersey... Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So New Jersey is now So New Jersey is now teaching gay history in their curriculum. Come on. We love this. We love this. And why do we like this, Jelani?
What do you mean, why do we like
this? Why do we like this?
I mean, I feel like it's necessary. I feel like... That was weird, sorry.
Was it weird?
Yeah.
Oh,
weird
what's going on?
I feel like history is just very one-sided in schools. Like, we all learn about the same shit all the fucking time.
It goes
like,
from...
Oh, but let's learn about Christopher Columbus and the Indians and the Pilgrims. Like, no.
And
like,
talk about how they're all friends, and then they all have Thanksgiving. The and then they talk about yes. slaves. And then they talk about the Depression. And then they talk about...
The baby boom.
The like, baby boom.
But a lot of history is very white history.
Yeah.
And it's just not... I mean... That's
it's
not
very a one-sided it story. Be. It's a very one-sided story yeah.
about white, usually white cis men who were nasty and carried diseases from their countries, and then wanted to give us measles and smallpox and God knows what the fuck else they had. But it's cool. I'm not racist or whatever, but I'm just calling out the fucking truth because like people are sometimes very nasty. This is my land. No, nigga, it's not. We stole it from. Never mind. We're gonna get really deep into this.
Ooh, my stomach. I'm laughing.
It's cool. It's hey cool guys, no pressure. I'm not racist. I'm just calling the facts out, okay? Bitches wanna come over here and fucking steal a land and shit. Let's build a wall. Let's build a wall. Build the wall. Bitch, why don't you build a wall?
Or let
your country hick.
Or let Mexico build a wall on the real border.
New Mexicans gonna pay for the wall.
You know where the real like
looking ass bitches.
You know where the real the real border is? It's like cut in half like California across to like
they're like, fucking idiots. Nebraska. Donald Trump was a fucking idiot.
But you know where like they're before like we stole all the land, right? Where Mexico started?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, so look what I found.
Speaking about history.
Oh, and they miss America. Like, no, nigga, get the fuck out of here. What, remember that white guy who found that fucking island, bitch?
Who found the island?
And he got fucking bowed and arrowed to fucking death, bitch.
What have I said on this entire podcast?
Mind your fucking business, bitch. You see some land turn around.
That's not yours.
It's not yours.
It's not yours. Your name's on it?
Keep your smallpox and your measles. On that land, bitch? And speaking of fucking measles, if y'all niggas are vaccinating your motherfucking kids, bitch, bring your fucking kids to these fucking elementary schools talking about some, I got measles, nigga, take your ass home. And then talking about some, oh, my son. Like, bitch, it's fucking, no. Vaccinate your fucking kids, okay? Well, he's gonna come up with Down syndrome, bitch.
Wait, what?
That's the thing that people are afraid of. If they vaccinate their kids, their kids will come out like with Down syndrome or something like that. Which is not a fucking thing. It's exactly. It makes no fucking sense. If you fucking think like that, you're a fucking piece of shit and you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Wow.
You understand? Vaccinate your fucking children.
One more time.
Measles, nigga. Measles. This is not the 1920s. Measles.
It's weird how all this shit that like history repeats itself, bitch.
Kids it's the 20s are getting again. Measles.
It's the 20s again, bitch.
God, people are so fucking stupid.
Wow.
That was kind of a tangent. I'm so sorry.
I didn't know. I like it.
Anyways, yeah. Wow. I think
I creeped my pants history right now. Should... My pants is just leaking.
I think
get angry again.
I think history should be all cultures.
Broaden its history.
Positive. Like, why is there not African American studies in high school?
Why is it all just about, why is it always about slavery?
Hello?
Why? There's more to that than that.
It's Black History Month. Let's talk about Martin Luther King. Bitch.
There's more to than Martin Luther King.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Anyways. Stress. How do you feel about it?
I like it because it got you on a tangent. I mean, I like it. It stirs up the realness in people. I think that there's so much more like culture than what they teach. There's so much more history than what they teach, what they want like people to know about. Like, I hope that...
But there's no reason why we should only learn about Black people during Black History Month in school.
I think there should be no reason just to learn about just one set of people. It should all be, like, everybody.
Right.
Bitch. There's so many different freaking...
ethnicities and cultures.
There's just so much. But you only learn about one. Like, that's so weird. That's why I feel like I hope that, like, well, gay culture, like, history, like, opens the door to... More like Latino history and Indian.
Well, I'm
you know
sure
what I'm you know what I'm talking
I'm
about.
Sure, well, curriculum up north is way different than curriculum in the south.
Well, yeah, I mean, I grew up there.
I feel like right up there is like different, but down here it's like the same old, same old.
I don't get it. We're in the Bible Belt, which is a lie.
Fuck the Bible Belt.
A gag.
I mean, fuck the Bible Belt, like fuck. I fucking said. Fuck that. I didn't say F Jesus. I just said fuck the Bible Belt.
He's gonna burn up and go to hell.
I pray every morning.
The look on Jelani's face right now is like,
I really pray every morning, bitch.
Woo.
I pray for patience for bitches like you who want to fucking come up in my face and try me all the fucking time.
I tried.
Bitch, Perona's literally picking his fucking dead ass skin and throwing it on my fucking floor.
You have a vacuum.
Okay, and?
So vacuum it up. Where am I supposed to hold on to it?
Your hand, keep it on your fucking hand.
It's just falling off.
It's not my fault. Like, somebody threw acid on Perona.
So, I swear to God, somebody... Somebody, like, my skin is... Anyway, go ahead about this whole... They didn't need to know about all that.
Bitch, well, you're doing it right in my face.
I know.
Prom real fucking comfy, too, but it's cool.
I'm very fucking comfortable.
Putting his fucking skin in my fucking bed, and I gotta fucking wash my sheets.
Bitch, there's none right here. I can see it. There's a lot of hair, though,
Austin
bitch.
Austin Powers, bitch.
What man did you have rolling up in this bed, bitch?
None.
That's a lie. I know this is not your hair.
Who else hair could it fucking be, bitch?
I don't
fucking
know, because this shit is not curly.
Where?
Right here, bitch.
Bitch, that's dog hair, you dumb bitch.
Also, he be doing it with the dog, y'all. He in the bestiality. That's that is fucking nasty. Gross.
You're fucking...
No one, it makes all sense now. Anyway, what's tea, sis?
I'm black. I don't do that. I'm just kidding. So, what's tea for me? Okay, so fucking Liam Neeson, racist ass bitch. Want to fucking, I guess, taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 into real life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 million dollars, I guess, in my bank account.
What was it? I think a friend of his was supposed allegedly raped by a black male, and he wanted to kill any black bastard that was gonna fucking try him. Like, why would you, he waited all this time.
I just farted, sorry.
I mean, we heard it, bitch.
Okay.
But why would you wait all this fucking time, Black History Month rolls around, and you want to release this? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and then he came out and was like, I'm not racist. Like, how can you not be? Like, what the fuck? And I don't like that because these people say this shit and don't fucking think until, like, for instance... What, the red carpet shit? Like,
or red carpet.
He's not getting a red carpet for his movie. They canceled his late show with the what is his name?
People Colbert. Watch the show anyway.
Colbert. What's his name?
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert. Ooh, Colbert. Not Colbert. Colbert.
Colbert.
Yeah. Now he's in fucking Men in Black. They're trying to edit his ass out.
Really?
Like, he fucked himself up. He's fucked. Racists always get caught. No matter how, like, you know, fake you want to fucking be, we're going to find out eventually, bitch, because you're going to fucking slip up. You're going to slip up.
So he said he... Okay, so here's my, like, thing to that. Because this happened to me this weekend. So why is it okay for, like, a black man... Okay, so this is how the situation happened, so like give a little bit of a rundown, okay?
Yes.
So a player on a team was working, and he got mad that we had shut down and stopped taking pictures.
Right.
And he came up to me we closed at 4 o'clock, and he came up at 4:15 in the morning and was like, why are you closing this? He was like, if I was a white man, you'd leave this shit open. Why is that okay to say? For him to say.
It's not okay for him to say that.
It's not okay for him to say that.
It's fucking annoying.
It's annoying.
Don't... It's fucking annoying. Like, and a lot of these fucking... What it is, these, like...
But, like, you see what I'm saying? I mean...
Because
at the end of the day, he's throwing color on it.
He thinks because he has money, like, he can just do... Like, bitch, keep this shit open for me. Like, no, nigga. Like, we have things to fucking do.
Uh-huh.
Like, are you gonna keep paying us? I mean, you can, but you're not. So, therefore, I'm going to pack up my shit and fucking go. I don't like... When people, like, understand, like, the adversities that we go through, but I'm not gonna fucking say, if I was black, you would know, bitch. And Alyssa, yeah. And Alyssa is black.
Alyssa was there too. I was so shocked. I was like, okay.
Like, no, bitch. Like, we're literally packing up because
it's bitch, we've been here for 6 fucking hours.
It's 4 a.m. Like, but yeah.
No, I get what you're saying with the whole union.
And I'm like, you know what I would have said? I would have said, nigga, didn't you fucking lose?
That's right.
What are you celebrating for?
Okay.
Hello?
I should have said that.
Ram your ass back to that losing side of the damn... Sorry, Rams fans. I don't even... What the fuck?
But yeah, that was my only thing. I mean, Liam Neeson, like, I just, you should have just like, kept, like, if that happened,
he could have kept it to himself.
Just keep it to yourself, because it was so long ago.
I don't know how long ago it was. Oh, okay. But it, why are you opening your mouth and saying that shit? Like, what goes through people's minds to say, oh, yeah, this, I want to kill every black bastard? Like, no, like, bitch.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Like, he literally went on a Taken rampage looking for this black man. Like, no. Like, your movie's about to get you fucked up.
And you really, like...
About to get you fucked up.
And, like, just know the timing.
You know how old Liam Neeson is, nigga? Liam Neeson's, like, over 60. He's, like, 60, 61, 62.
He needs to know how to act.
He should already know. That's what
happens when you have money. You lose your mind.
He clearly lost something. He went to lose some his life. You don't play with black people, okay? we rolling packs. Like, if I'm fucking getting yelled at by a white man, you know gonna come to my rescue? Another black person, bitch. You know what's gonna happen when I fucking jump you?
Okay, come on.
I'm just kidding. I don't condone violence.
Johnny will be the first one to fuck somebody up, okay? He's ratchet.
I mean, whoa.
He's ratchet.
Not ratchet.
He's ratchet.
No. Do I have any ratchet friends? Do we have any ratchet friends?
No.
I mean, like, ratchet, like, gutta. Like,
no, I don't know.
Like,
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
I don't think
I went to Wendy's today, and...
If I ever became friends with somebody like that, I would definitely let everybody know.
I don't know. I went to Wendy's today. I had something to get off my chest, and... The guy was new. He's like, what do you want? Tell him what I want. He's like, sorry, I have to find that on the menu. I was like, it's almost over.
Okay.
Wow, calm the fuck down.
I was making sure.
I got the time.
Okay. Oh, okay, sis. Girl, she got the time. Yes,
and like, I had just placed my order, and then the man behind me placed his order with his wife, and literally 2 minutes later, he says, you didn't get your food yet? I'm like, no, I just placed my order. Damn, they fucking slow. Like, why the fuck are they taking so long? I was like, didn't you just place your order? He goes, they're usually quicker than this. I was like, sir, they have to cook your fucking burger, bitch. I just don't understand people like that. I don't understand people like that. Like, bitch, wait. What, do you want some cold fucking food?
Impatient.
Impatient. I ain't coming here no more. Well, don't.
Impatient.
He was like, I'm just gonna use the order. Well, leave me. First of all, if I have my AirPods in.
Don't talk to me.
Don't fucking talk to me.
Don't talk to Jelani.
Do not talk to me.
Jelani, you know what Jelani looks like when he walks around with those fucking AirPods? Dumb as fuck.
Hey.
Everybody that wears them looks dumb as hell.
They're convenient. Why the fuck? No, they're very convenient.
You look crazy.
You know who, crazy. You know what kind of people say that? People who can't afford them. Why you got your Beats?
What? Excuse me.
You use your Beats by Dre.
They do. I do. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, do
Thank
you?
Thank you. And when I need to talk on the
do
phone,
you?
And when I talk on the phone, I use the real phone,
you
bitch.
Have a wire?
I use the real phone. Oh. Okay, like a normal fucking person. Oh. I don't look like some dumb ass with.
This is the new normal, nigga.
No, bitch. You look like you have fucking Q-tips in your ear when you walk around the damn mall, bitch. Well, clean your fucking ears out, and then you have to take those shits out.
I don't know what kind of Q-tips you're fucking using.
Okay, you need to take those shits out.
Well, these take real nice fucking Q-tips. They cost me 172 motherfucking dollars. Oh, he got money.
They're probably fake. They're probably fake.
I got my Apple receipt. They're fake. Self-checkout, so what's good?
Oh, he did self-checkout. Mm-hmm. They did self-checkout where?
That's how, at the Apple store,
Apple store?
At Perimeter Mall.
Okay, come on.
I got my receipt.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all hoes, they know that shit. Apple got self-checkout. You better know.
I'm screaming.
You better know.
This man is trying to talk crazy. That's how much of a Q-tips. He can't even hear me because he got Q-tips in his ear. Go ahead.
I have very great listening skills.
I'm sure you do. You didn't listen to the man in the back at Wendy's, did you?
What did he listen to him for?
Rude.
He was one complaining to me. Exactly. See, you got the whole fucking story fucked up.
Sorry, sis.
Fuck off. Well, this is it, bitches.
Why you sound so mad? Sound so pressed.
I'm not pressed.
Take the Q-tips out.
Don't call me mad. Why am I mad? Because I'm black. I'm just kidding. That's not what that guy would have said. Anyways, this is the end of the pod or whatever. Hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @twogayspod. Prone still hasn't done anything with that podcast because he is a lame ass bitch. So yeah, follow us there. Don't forget to let us know what you think Prone should do, because he's going to fucking do it. If you want Prone to eat shit, he's probably going to eat shit.
I wouldn't do it. I don't even eat ass.
He doesn't.
I don't. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram on our personal pages at John Amir and Poppy Perone. And if you can't spell it, then I will leave it in the bio, and it's also on the artwork. Just use your eyes. That's all. That's all there is to it.
Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches.